Sportscast, August 6, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all our channels, YouTube, iTunes, Periscope, and like us on Facebook if you can. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. Hit subscribe, leave a rating and a review. It will help us out in the rankings. People can see us so we can reach to the top with ESPN and all those crazy cats. And, of course, visit us on thesportscast.net with all the latest. The college football preview show is coming this month. The week of college football when it starts, a few days before, we have Justin and Tyler going at it. Who will win in college football? But this week is preview week for the Premier League. It begins this week with the first match being between Liverpool and Norwich City, which they came promoted from the Championship League. Liverpool is coming back from winning the championship, winning the Champions League, only losing the Premier League by 1 point. Man City is coming back again, maybe to win their third championship, their 3-peat this year, which I think they're very capable of, thanks to Guardiola. And today, to join us a little bit, to talk to us a little bit about the Premier League, and he's not English, he's Spanish, Jamie Fernandez, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. I'm excited. They always say, football is coming home. It's coming. Football's coming.
Now, Jamie, tell us your little brief history. You told us last time you lived in England, so you know the Premier League.
Yeah. I lived for a year there. And also, you know, I always been a big fan of the Premier League. For me, it's one of the best leagues, probably the best with the Spanish league. But definitely what I like the most about the Premier League is how fast they play. The fast pace and how everything is just putting balls to the strikers and score more goals. So it's very dynamic. I really love it.
What style does the La Liga play? I mean, I know La Liga is not as fast, as strong, but what type of style do you think you consider them?
In which one, La Liga?
La Liga.
Well, La Liga is more technique. It's more fouls. It's more tactics. At the end of the day, teams look into kind of like making a nice game, you know? You want to win, but you want to win a nice way, playing good. And the Premier League, it's all about who has scored more goals and who is able to beat who, you know?
Yeah.
And I love it. I don't know if you realize, but always the Premier League, they add like 6-7 minutes in addition. And that's to give the game like a little bit more like tension, right?
Yeah.
If you follow the Premier League, you always see like a trend. They typically score in the extra time, a couple of goals maybe.
That's true. And also we talked about the Premier League has a lot of draws, a lot of ties, and especially between like the big teams. But the goal is to get the most points. People, you know, obviously most of our audience are from America, and you know, the Premier League, there's no playoffs. It's pretty much who finishes first up top of the table. But if you finish like in the top four, you're eligible, you are qualified to the Champions League. The league where all the best European clubs come in together and you try to compete to become the best club in Europe. And if you're in the bottom three of the Premier League, you get demoted, relegated to the second division, which is called the Championship. Now, if you're in the Championship, if you're in the top three, you go into the Premier League. And that's very exciting. In America, no one gets demoted, no one gets relegated. You just try to win the Super Bowl, and if you're last, you'll come back next year. I wish they did that in America with MLS, but I heard it's really challenging with the owners. But let's get started. Let's not talk about this topic because it'll be an ongoing debate for the next 2,000 years. Let's start with Arsenal. The most, I can't say, like one word that really gets me about Arsenal is frustration. This year, they're taking in two good players I've seen. Nicolas Pepe from Lille and Hani Ceballos from Real Madrid. What are your thoughts about Arsenal this season?
Well, definitely. I mean, those are two good signings. Plus Martinelli. And, you know, they tend always to by players that maybe they are not as known as the biggest stars in Europe, but they tend to do good. So all my respect with Arsenal always, because they sign from nowhere, kind of, and they make it great every year. I gotta say, last year they did a great season, even though they didn't qualify for Champions League. I mean, they got to the final of the Europa League. And at the end of the day, I see them this year with Emery getting really, really, really good. But all is going to depend on the strikers. And I think, you know, with Aubameyang, like I said, and this Pepe on top, I think they can do really good this year.
Let's talk about
one of my top four, sure.
Yeah, with the manager, Unai Emery, obviously he is a Spaniard. You're very familiar with him. He has coached PSG, Sevilla. What background does he have, and does he have what it takes for Arsenal to be back in the top four?
Well, definitely, he's always been fighting with also Valencia and Sevilla, and he's a specialist, as you can see in the Europa League. He won like two or three times with Sevilla, and also, I mean, getting last year with Arsenal. So, I mean, at the end of the day, he's going to play against the Europa League, but I think he really needs to fight for the Premier League. I mean, last year he didn't fight. He didn't even make it in the first stop, but he's very tactic. He's all about tactic and positions and making sure he has everything covered. But he's a great coach.
Yeah, he's a great coach. I think a great replacement for Arsene Wenger. Arsene Wenger, of course, as anyone knows, he's known for the invincible year back in 03-04 when they were undefeated. Yes, they had a few draws, but they had a clean season. Only a few teams in the Premier League that have ever done that. And that team had Thierry Henry. That's the only guy. Bergkamp. They had a few French players. It was a very good, talented squad. Back to this year's Arsenal. Mesut Ozil, obviously, has been very, very critical these past couple of years. He hasn't done much since the 2014 World Cup, pretty much. Where do you think he's at right now? Do you think he's still a world star?
He is a world star, but the thing is he needs to be surrounded also by really good players. That's why he was so good at Real Madrid, and that's why he was so good at German team. But I think now, I think they're putting a lot of really, really good players next to him. So there is no doubt this year we're going to see a great Ozil.
Wow. You're very optimistic about it.
I have him in my fantasy team, by the way.
Oh, wow. That's saying a lot. I would not trust this guy at all. I think he's checked out. I think he's going to Germany this year.
Let's see.
We'll see. Like I said, another good player for Arsenal. He's a top striker. He was very promising last year. I haven't seen much of him. Do you think we'll see more of him this year?
Yeah, like I said, again, like I said, and Aubameyang, both strikers, they are going to score a bunch of goals for Arsenal. Arsenal definitely is an attacking team. And yeah, I think we will see great goals in the season.
Arsenal is definitely favored to be in the top four, but we'll see what happens. Let's go to the next team, Chelsea, which were not allowed to do any transfers this past season, but they were able to do it in the winter season. And they got Pulisic and they got Mateo Kovacic from Real Madrid, which Jamie will probably explain more about him because he's familiar with these players in Madrid. Tell us about Chelsea's prospects.
Well, Chelsea has, as we all know, I mean, they put them like a penalty fee, kind of. They cannot sign any player. But even with that, they still have a really good player. They were able to sign this player before that penalty fee. Pulisic, I mean, we all know him. I mean, he's American. He's an amazing player, super young. He has a lot of to demonstrate, but I think he comes from Borussia Dortmund.
Correct.
So I think he will do good. Kovacic, he already played last season. I mean, they won the Europa League. They make it into the four. So I don't see why not Chelsea can be as good as last year. Now, the question is more about the coaching. Do you think Santiago, Frank Lampard, can do as good as Sarri? Because, I mean, he's pretty new as a coach, so we don't know how good as a coach he can be.
Yes, I have my doubts. Obviously, he coached a championship team, which was Derby County, second division. He only had 1 year of coaching a second division team. Led Derby to the championship playoff final, obviously, but a lot of people, a lot of pundits say that I don't think he's ready at this level, high level. But there is a position where he's at where, you know, he can get any transfers in, so he'll probably have like a honeymoon year, pretty much. So I think he's, I mean, if they do pretty bad this upcoming year, he'll probably get renewed for like the very next season. And that next season, I think, will be judged way more.
Yeah. Well, definitely they are going to miss Eden Hazard. I mean, that's for sure. They are going to miss him a lot.
By the way, Chelsea finished third place last season. I'm still shocked about it.
They finished third, yeah, in the last minute. I think they beat Tottenham in the last game. I mean, they were able to finish third, yeah.
You know, and this team is very full of great players, a lot of talented players. They got David Luiz, of course. They got Rudiger, Marco Alonso, Jorginho, awesome player. Kante, who's led France and Leicester to championships. Ross Barkley, Willian still there. Pedro's still there. But obviously the squad is a little bit older. Do you think the squad is capable to finish in the top four again?
I think they're gonna suffer a lot, and it's gonna be a challenge definitely for not only the older guys, the young guys too. They need to demonstrate a lot. Like perfect example with Pulisic, and Lampard is gonna trust a lot of people from, you know, the young players, because obviously he has no money. He needs to trust those people. So at the end of the day, I don't think they are going to be top four.
Matt, Michy Batshuayi from Belgium, I think he's a very talented player. I think he should be starting up top, probably.
Yeah, he comes from a good season in Valencia. So let's see who's are there on top of. Again, they don't scare me.
And Pedro, obviously, is an older Pedro. Do you think this might be his last season at Chelsea?
It could be his last season for sure, yeah. And, I mean, he did great. I saw him a little bit in the preseason. He's playing, like, great. So he's kind of, like, one of the stars, definitely, in Chelsea. I think also William is going to become a lot more, you know, important for the team since Hazard is not there. We will see. Definitely they have a good goalkeeper. Kepa is amazing. Yeah. That kid, he was going to sign for Real Madrid in last January. Two years ago. And he signed up for Chelsea. I think they have a goalkeeper for a while.
What do you think about Marcos Alonso?
He's good. He's great. I think he's a how to attack and defend. He knows how to free kick. At the end of the day, you need a player like that.
And of course, you got Oliver Giroud, the super sub. We'll see how he does this next upcoming season, but hopefully he'll be away from the microphone. It's okay.
It's okay. Back here again. Anyways, Chelsea will be also losing Morata. He didn't have a good performance. I mean, he has so-so performance with Chelsea. Now he's going to Atletico Madrid. How would you rate him right now? Like, do you think he's still one of the top strikers in the league?
Morata is really good. I mean, again, he needs to demonstrate a lot because, I mean, he's going to be his second season in Atletico. And you know, he wasn't able to be the best Morata that Real Madrid were waiting for. Now Atletico fans are pretty happy with him. Let's see. I mean, I definitely think Chelsea is not going to miss Morata a lot. But let's see. the season will talk.
Let's go to Everton. They signed a player, Andre Gomes from Barcelona. Tell us a little about him.
Well, he already played last season from Everton. They just basically, it was like a loan, and they ended up buying this player, $22 million. I mean, that totally, for me, that totally means like you really like that player. If not, you will not pay $22 million. But definitely, they signed a couple of players. They signed Fabian Delph from Manchester City. He was an important piece for Guardiola last season. And I think they signed up somebody today that they're pretty good. Everton, I feel, I mean, they always are in the top 10. But let's see. I mean, at the end of the day, they have a good goalkeeper, which is Pickford, a goalkeeper from England. They have a good defense. I mean, it's difficult because these type of teams are the second teams of the city. I mean, remember, Everton is from the same city as Liverpool. But at the end of the day, they're
like an Atletico Madrid, Valencia type of clubs.
Kind of, yeah. You always expect from them the second. But I don't know. If you rewind 10 years ago, Manchester City used to be there. And look at now. Now they are top.
Top in the world.
So, yeah, so you never know. Maybe Everton 1 year could come like the year that Leicester won the Premier League. So who knows?
Another player that they have, Yerry Mina, he's been there for one season. He hasn't shown much compared to when he plays for the Colombian national team. He's very similar to James. He performs better with his country but not his club. What are your expectations for Yerry Mina?
Yerry Mina is a good defender. He scores goals, but I think he got injured during the season. What I really see happening is last year I was surprised with this guy from Brazil, Richarlison.
Yes.
And this year I think he's going to be even better. So, I mean, I can put money that Everton is going to be probably top six.
Top six. That's a lot. That's a lot to ask for.
Yeah, I think so, because they have also Digne from Barcelona used to play left back. They have good players. Let's see if we still have two more days to close the transfer window. So let's see if they sign up somebody in the last moment. Maybe we need to do another podcast.
Yes, it's true. There is a transfer deadline coming up this week. Richarlison did play for the Copa America with Brazil this past summer, which they won, of course, at home. Let's go to almighty Liverpool, where they just signed Sepp van den Berg and Harvey Elliott. Alberto Moreno left and Daniel Sturridge left. Not much going on with Liverpool, but what do you think? What are your expectations for them for this season?
Well, those are good news. If you think about it, when they don't sign up players, means one thing, is that you don't need to touch the team because the team is doing really good. Liverpool demonstrated they won the Champions League. They runners up in the Premier League. And at the end of the day, I mean, if you think about the teams that make history, I mean, you think about, for example, Real Madrid, and they came from winning three consecutive Champions Leagues with exactly same team. So at the end of the day, I mean, during those years, Real Madrid didn't sign up any special player, and people were complaining, oh, we're going to need players, we're going to need... But at the end of the day, you don't really need it. If the team is working, you don't touch anything. So Liverpool, they came from runners-up the season before in the Champions League. This year they won the Champions League. Now they need to demonstrate they can win the Premier League. But I definitely, for me, it's one of the favorites because their team is just amazing. I mean,
Liverpool signed a new goalkeeper, Adrian. He's from Betis, Spain. Tell us a little bit about this individual.
Adrian is a great guy. He's basically a good goalkeeper. I read an article yesterday. It's like Pepe Reina is back to Liverpool because they compare him a lot. He's very...
That's saying a lot.
Kind of a funny guy. And at the same time, I mean, like, he has a good character, but he's tough. I saw the other day an image of, I don't know who it was. It was like a striker or something. He put his leg really high, and he almost hit this Adrian, and he got him in the floor. He was about to smash him. So I'm like, wow. He's like, he definitely has a character. So, I mean, when you are a second goalie, all you can expect is be ready, because you never know. Any problem Allison has, you need to be ready.
True. Allison is one of the best goalkeepers in the world, do you think?
Of course. No doubt.
Great performance. I think he started for Brazil in the Copa America.
Yeah, yeah.
He did. Like, the other guy was the Man City guy. He's the other good Brazilian goalkeeper, which Brazil's, you know, there's some ages where Brazil produces good goalkeepers, and this is the moment where they're producing good goalkeepers. Van Dijk, another great story of him. I mean, my opinion, he was the MVP of the club for Liverpool last year, but we got Wijnaldum, we got Lovren. We got James Milner. I mean, this squad, Roberto Firmino, like you were saying, this squad, if they don't have to make any changes or add any additions, it just works perfectly. But going back to Van Dijk, how important is he for Liverpool?
Well, I mean, it's funny that you mentioned that, because how difficult Santiago is to be best player in your team when you are a defender. That says a lot about you. And I totally remember he scored like, I don't know, more than 10 goals probably. He defends like crazy good. And for me, he has the character that you need in as a central defender. So
yeah.
Obviously, I mean, we're talking about a top player that every single team in Europe would love to have him.
When was the last time you see an importance of one defender? One center back?
Honestly, it's been a long time, but I will say I totally remember when United, they signed, this is maybe 20 years ago, they signed up Rio Ferdinand.
Wow.
And I remember Rio was amazing in Leeds.
Yeah.
And they pay a lot for that guy, and of course, they were not wrong. He made it like 10, 12 seasons. As a central defender in Man United, he won Premier League, he won Champions League. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, when you have a Ramos, you have a Van Dijk, you have a Puyol, a John Terry, a Ferdinand, when you have those kind of defenders there, you know for sure they are not going to score goals.
That's true. Bill from the back, Mourinho style. Mohamed Salah had a good second season. I mean, he really lived up to what he did in the first season. Do you think do you think he's consistent?
He is consistent. I mean, the goals that he scored two seasons ago, it's very difficult to make it again. But he was a good top scorer. So I believe he's going to make a good season again.
Should be quite interesting. I was about to ask you where will they finish, but we're going to wait till the end of the show to talk about where will Liverpool end up in the Premier League. Let's go to Man City, the champions of the Premier League last year. They signed three important players I saw. Two, actually. Angelino from PSV Eindhoven and Rodri from Atletico Madrid. I've heard so much things about Rodri. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, Rodri is the future for the midfield in Spain. He is very, very talented. He's very, I don't know how to describe it exactly in English, but for me, is the type of player that gives you a lot of security in the midfield. And, you know, you give this guy a ball and he's not going to lose it. And he's going to, not only he's not going to lose it, he's going to give it perfectly, with a perfect pass. He's good in there as a header. He's good defending. He's good pressing. And he's been only 1 year with Simeone in Atletico, and he was already like, there is no doubt he's the midfield, the creator of Atletico. So that says a lot.
Do you think he'll be starting in Man City? Cause, I mean, right now they're crowded. You know, we got Sané in the ranks. I mean, do you think he'll be? I mean, he'll be starting right off the bat, or do you think that, like he'll be in rotation?
No, he started for sure, 100%. I can bet money because he plays in the position that Fernandinho's been playing, and I mean, we already know. I mean, that happened with Barcelona, when somebody gets a little bit old, I mean, you need to find a replacement. And Guardiola, if he paid, how much it was? Like 62
yeah, around
million
there.
Pound, I think?
Yeah, around there.
Yeah, 62.8 for Rodri is because obviously he's going to play 40 games this year. There's no doubt.
Of course, Claudio Bravo is actually still in the squad, and obviously got Ederson and Daniel Grimshaw. We're going to talk about Claudio Bravo, but it's no need. I think he's probably second, third in the line. Got Kyle Walker, got Danilo, Stones, Raheem Sterling, Gundogan, Gabriel Jesus, Sergio Arguello, Zinchenko, Angelino, Laporte, Mangala, Rodri, De Bruyne, Sané, Silva, Bernardo Silva, David Silva, Mendy, Fernandinho, Mahrez, Otamendi, Ederson, Grimshaw, Foden. For the most part, it's the same team plus Rodri. Do you think this team can do it again?
I definitely think they can do it again, but I'm going to say something, Santiago. Definitely, first of all, the transfer is going to be closing in 2 days.
Correct.
And I feel Sané is going to leave.
I've heard that rumors of him going to Bayern Munich, yeah. I heard.
Bayern Munich. But not only that, if he leaves, also, Danilo left this morning. They signed up, I think, Manchester City, they signed up, Cancelo from Juventus. He's a really good right back, I think. Or left back. I think it's left back. But anyway,
Cancelo.
My point is, when you come from winning a Premier League, it's going to be very tough to win again. Why? Because people now, it's going to go way tougher with you. So every time Man City plays, everybody wants to beat them. Nobody wants them to win again the Premier League. So all the teams are going to be even more tough. When you come the way that Guardiola plays, you obviously have the respect because he's amazing the way the team plays. But trust me, you're going to see a lot of red cards against Manchester City because they are going to be way tougher than they were last year against City.
You know,
I'm going to see them top three for sure. But I definitely feel that this is not a year for City.
Do you think with Sané leaving, do you think Rodri will be enough?
Well, I mean, I think they are going to sign somebody else. I don't know who.
Oh, wow.
But let's see. Let's wait two more days. I mean, if Sané leaves, they don't have any problem because they have Mahrez. They have, you know, a lot of players in those positions. So it's not a problem of who leaves. It's more, I mean, making sure they have enough players to.
Yeah, with Sané,
the entire season, they have Champions League and everything.
It's quite interesting, like with Sané, he didn't make the World Cup cut last year, and of course he started a little bit slow last season. I mean, like, how would you describe this player? Do you think he's just young and immature, or do you think he's just like that? You know, like he could be good, but also inconsistent.
Well, it's very difficult, Santiago, to be consistency with that age. Because believe it or not, there's a lot of competition, and you play for the best teams in the best in the world. So obviously there's always gonna be like a lot of competition that is not gonna help you. Because obviously, when they come from playing in other teams, they obviously are the star. So all the balls are for them, and they have all the chances to throw every free kick, every penalty. And I'm going to compare it with a similar case, Marco Asensio. He played amazing first 2 years in Real Madrid, and he was coming from being obviously a star in Mallorca. But, you know, I mean, sometimes you have tough moments. The game is not going the way that you want, and you don't score, and people run. That means, like, people start talking, oh, is he good enough for Real Madrid, or is he good enough for Manchester City? I mean, Guardiola has always been protecting him, but at the same time, he's been in the bench in very important games. So, let's see. All I can remember about San is last season against Schalke. Oh, my God. He scored such a good goal.
I remember, yeah.
It's a free kick. It was amazing. Well, kind of Cristiano style.
Cristiano style. Well, we'll see what happens with Man City. Obviously, they're always a force to be reckoned with. Manchester United obviously had a summer of rumors if Pogba was going to leave, and obviously Maguire. They took him a while to sign him, but they finally signed him this week. Where do you see Man United, and do you think Pogba will stay after all?
He's definitely going to leave.
Like this week?
I think he's going to leave tomorrow or Thursday for sure.
Wow.
Zidane is very obsessed with Pogba, so I think Real Madrid is going to pay whatever he needs to pay. And
because
I think if reason Pogba, why because I heard today that they signed Eriksen from Tottenham. So I think if they sign Eriksen or Milinkovic-Savic from Lazio, it's because definitely Pogba is going to leave.
Wow.
Now, what Man United need to focus will be a striker. I feel they don't have a good striker.
Fernando Llorente.
Well, maybe, but no, I don't think so. He's not good enough for United.
That's what I thought, too.
I think Lukaku doesn't want to play anymore. He's not motivated. I mean, you have Rashford is good, Lingard, but you need a really... I heard they're going to sign up Mandzukic, but what you can expect of the season if you sign up a player that is like 33 or 34-year-old?
How about Dybala?
That will be a big change. You know what I heard today? Dybala is going to Tottenham.
Wow, that's even bigger.
So let's see. I can't wait these last days because I know there's going to be a lot of moves. I heard today Coutinho is back to the Premier League.
Yeah, so he's going to... Where's he going now? Coutinho? Everton? No.
No, either Arsenal or Tottenham.
I've heard Tottenham.
I don't know.
Yeah, I heard Tottenham. Spurs in for Coutinho. Arsenal aren't. Okay. Yeah, all these rumors are still happening. I should have had you on later on this week. I don't know why we had it today. But it's okay.
No, don't worry.
We can have you on again.
It's always good. It's always good.
Yeah, so Manchester United started Harry Maguire. How much of him will be significant for this squad?
Well, Maguire is good. I mean, he's the central defender of England, and he's a true leader. All Gunnar Solskjaer, all he talk about Maguire is incredible. He's basically in love with his central defender, which is good. It's important that you sign up for a person that really you love him. So the coach is definitely in love with Maguire. Now, for me, obviously, he doesn't cost the money that they pay. But at the end of the day, he's young. He has a lot to improve still. But I read some facts about him, and he basically had good percentage of win headers, not only in defense, in attack. And they say he's very calm when he has the ball, which is important for a central defender.
Ander Herrera left PSG. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, it was time for Herrera to move because I think he was kind of stuck in United and he has a lot of talent. So I'm glad he left. Now, if you think about United, they have a great goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Now with Maguire and other defenders, they have a good defense. I think they sign up also this defender from Crystal Palace. From Crystal Palace.
Zaha? No.
He's really good. Right back for 50 million. Crazy.
Great price.
And then, great price for a right back. And then they have a midfield okay midfield. If Pogba stays, it's a good midfield. But if he doesn't stay, it's an okay midfield. But again, I mean, I think they need to spend more money because I don't know, Santiago. Do you still believe in Alexis Sanchez?
No, I think he's checked out of Arsenal. I mean, of Man United. I don't think he gets along with Solskjaer for some reason. I think he's too prideful, or maybe he's just lost some fitness. He looked okay in the Copa America, I thought, but I haven't heard any rumors of him leaving Man United either.
That's the thing. If we didn't hear rumors, I guess it's the coach he wants him.
I mean, Solskjaer is a mysterious person,
again,
but
I mean, United, they didn't make it in the top four last year, and if you ask me, I don't think they're going to be top four again.
Do you think Solskjaer will stay after this year?
It all depends. I mean, if he's able to do a good season, he will stay. If not, they will bring another coach.
What place do you think he needs to be to keep his job?
I think he definitely needs to be either champion or runners-up.
Wow, that high.
For him to stay, yeah, but I mean, who knows? Maybe he wins the Europa League or
true.
I don't know, FA Cup, something like that. I don't know.
I think
it's Man United is a top team. The Red Devils, they have all the respect every time they visit any stadium. But I mean, the player by player, I feel they don't have the team to make it in the top four.
They resigned Juan Mata. Had an extension. What do you think about that signing?
I mean, he's good. He's one of my favorite players, definitely. I mean, but again, he's getting old.
Yeah, he's
I don't know. Mara is the type of player, kind of like Silva. They have so much talent in their foot that they are going to be good regardless. But that's the thing. You need fresh young players. And I don't see Man United having that. But if they sign up a couple of players in the last 2 days, they can definitely push for.
You think Man United will do the most damage these last 2 days?
I think definitely Pogba is gonna leave for sure.
Wow,
I can guarantee you that. And if he leaves, they are gonna have enough money to come back. So.
Yeah, that's something that funnily, like the whole Pogba rumors, for me and my end, I thought that they kind of died down, but you're hearing something else. So that's quite interesting. But I always thought, I mean, he's been very cooperative. He's gone to the preseason, he's gone overseas, went to Asia, played some games, some matches. But it's funny how 1 year makes a big difference, because Pogba was a world star. Now he's like, I don't know where he's at physically. Is he still, playing in top form? But I think he'll be in a good situation with Real Madrid. I think he might revive. I can't say revive his career, but, come back into the fold. And, man, imagine him and Hazard. That would be one crazy team.
Yeah, that's what we need, because
you're being biased, aren't
again,
you?
Again, I mean, yeah.
which we'll talk about Real Madrid and their expectations for next season. Let's go for the Hotspurs. Obviously, Lee, we just spoke about the Hotspurs, about the potentially bringing Dybala. They got the stadium. They have a full season with their new stadium. What are your expectations for the Hotspurs?
Well, definitely the Pochettino need to make it. I mean, he's been very close to make it to the Premier League. I think this could be the season of the Spurs. But at the same time, I mean, they need to sign somebody else. I've seen the transfers. They are very, I mean, they lost Trippier. For me, they are going to notice that there's no guy that throws the ball to Kane to score or to Son. I totally believe they need a Coutinho will be great acquisition for them.
That'll be a step up.
I don't know. Let's see where Eriksen goes. I heard today Eriksen is going to move for sure. So, I don't know. Let's see those 2 days. I definitely feel that Tottenham is going to sign up. And also, Gareth Bale needs to leave from Real Madrid. So
where do you think he's going?
What do you, what do you think if Gareth Bale come back to Tottenham? That will be a good sign.
That'd be a great sign, great spot. He's familiar with the club. He was pretty much groomed there. I think he was a star. Yeah, he was a star. I think he played better in the Premier. I mean, he played okay in La Liga. Don't get me wrong. He didn't do too bad. He didn't do great, but he did good. But I think coming back to the Premier League where he started, he's 31. He still has some gas left. I think that'd be a great signing. But we'll see what happens. I haven't heard much lately from him. But like they want to get rid of him. I heard if they want Pogba, they had to get rid of him too, right?
Let's see. At the end of the day, I mean, like Gareth Bale, wherever he goes in Premier League, he's gonna crush it. He's really good.
He's really good.
And I think Real Madrid fans, I'm the first one that thinks that. As a Real Madrid fan, I think we're gonna miss him.
You think it's a big deal not learning the language?
He's the type of player that he's really good with everything. Like he scored good fouls. He scored good penalties. He has speed. He has skills. He dribbles. So at the end of the day, I believe he's a top player that you need in your team to win a Champions League or a Premier League. And let's think about this. I mean, if Gareth Bale signs for Tottenham tomorrow, will you not see Tottenham totally can win the Premier League? I mean, with Kane, Son, Dele Alli, Eriksen, Bale, Coutinho. Think about that dream team.
They're in the top two for sure. Well, top three. Yeah, Liverpool, Man City, and Tottenham. Not in that order, but but along those lines. But no, you're right. I mean, they could squeeze out Man City out.
Yeah, let's see.
They're the villain. Man City is the villain.
It's a villain. I'm telling you, there are gonna be a lot of red cards against Man City.
Liverpool is the underdog. They're like everyone's striving for them. Not everyone from England likes them, but I'm saying like the worldwide, like Klopp, this is the team that's been, dealing with issues for the past 10, 20 years, and they finally could win the Premier League. Winning the Champions League is great. Don't get me wrong, they're back on track, but winning the Premier League, I think it's where it's gold, is the icing on the cake. But I think you're right. I think, losing that the game 2 years ago, the Champions League final. I think anyways, all that jazz. But yeah, Tottenham is quite interesting. Yeah. These next 2 days, wow, you brought up some good insight of what's going to happen. They did lose Kieran Trippier. He's going to Atletico Madrid. Interesting, isn't it?
It was very interesting. I don't know how an very English guy decided to leave his hometown London for Atletico Madrid.
Yeah, quite interesting, because it's really rare. Only Beckham has done it, and just Beckham.
Yeah, but I mean, let's see. Well, Michael Owen, remember Michael Owen?
What club did he play in besides?
Michael Owen, he signed up for Real Madrid also after Beckham.
Wow, that's huge. He had a good career. I mean, even though he was plagued with injuries, but he definitely had very similar to Ronaldo from Brazil. Injuries, but one championship.
Yeah, he was a golden ball. I remember Michael Owen. He did great.
I remember that one goal against Argentina. That was one of the best goals ever.
Yeah. So I want to know, Santiago, what are your top four?
Top four. Okay. Wow. This is good. Let me pull up my list. Top four. Number one will be Liverpool. Number two, I'm going to say Tottenham. Number two will be Tottenham.
Okay.
Third will be Man City. And the fourth, I will have to say Chelsea. Oof.
Okay.
But yeah, Chelsea might be too strong. I don't know. It's either Chelsea, Arsenal, or Man United. But gosh, I want to say Chelsea, man. I think they still have some talent, but maybe I'm asking for too much. Hold on. Let me scratch that. Man United. Will be fourth. Done.
Man United will be fourth?
Yes. Okay. And who are your top four?
I'm writing down yours. and I'm going to challenge you for this season.
Okay.
Okay?
I like it. Write it down because we'll be at the end of the season. We'll look. Hey, this is what happened.
You're going to invite me a dinner.
Deal. Done. Done. That I can do. I can afford that.
Okay. My top four are going to be definitely, I think, this season is going to be the season for Tottenham.
Wow. Number one.
I'm gonna support them, I think I'm gonna root for them. So I definitely want Pochettino after he lost the Champions League final. I heard he cried a lot.
Really?
So I definitely feel that they are gonna sign a couple of players in the before the transfer window. And I think Tottenham is gonna win the Premier League.
Wow.
Remember this day.
I will remember this day. Tottenham, first place. Who will come in second? Okay. Has to be Liverpool.
Runners-up is going to be definitely, I'm going to say, Manchester City.
Wow. No way.
Yeah.
You're being risky.
Third place, Liverpool.
Okay.
And the fourth place is going to be Arsenal.
Arsenal. Yeah, the last...
Yep.
Very last fourth place one is pretty much unpredictable. It feels like it could be anyway. Anyone like even
Arsenal,
Everton can win it.
Man United.
You know? Now for the bottom three. I know this is going to be difficult, but I usually choose the bottom three. I'm going to say Sheffield United will be one of them.
Okay.
Let me write this down. Sheffield United, Bournemouth.
Okay, Bournemouth, yeah.
And then I'm going to, the last one would be Brighton.
Brighton, okay.
That's my bottom three.
I agree with one of those.
Okay.
I think Brighton is going to the second division for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other team for me is the Norwich City.
Okay.
And the last team I think is going down is going to be basically the...
Newcastle.
No, I think it's going to be Watford, man.
Watford, okay. It's not bad. That's a little risky. But
so Brighton, Norwich City, and Watford, yeah.
Now, you say Tottenham's going to win it, but you're kind of depending on you're depending on certain players to get there, right? Or they could win with this current squad.
I think they need somebody else. Either Coutinho. I heard also Dybala.
Dybala would be huge.
Crazy, but Coutinho, Dybala, or Bale can make a big difference in that team.
Wow.
But definitely they need somebody in the last 3 days.
That's interesting.
Not only they need somebody, I feel like with all these rumors about Eriksen, if I was Eriksen personally, I would not like to play the season with Tottenham. Because, I mean, you literally say in newspapers that you want to leave this season. So if you want to leave this season, if the coach doesn't want you, it's because they are finding a replacement for him. So I definitely feel they are going to sign up at least one more player, Tottenham. And, man, all I can think is if that team signs Coutinho, I think it will be perfect.
Yeah,
because Coutinho with Dele Alli, Kane, and Son.
Oof.
And then this guy they signed up from Olympique Lyon in the midfield.
And also Juan Foyth is joining.
Who?
Juan Foyth from Argentina.
Oh, but he was playing already last season. Yeah, he's good.
I think they signed him this summer. I could be wrong, but I'm sure I saw the news. Yeah, he signs with Tottenham. But maybe he re-signed. I don't know.
No. He was playing already last
year. Oh, was? Okay.
But that's if you think about it, that's probably why Trippier left.
Oh.
Because that guy is a beast. Maybe he's like, he's definitely going to get that position there right back.
He's a future of Argentina.
Yeah, they say he has a good character to be a captain in the future.
Okay, we're almost at the end of the show. We're going 50 minutes. It's longer than I was expecting, but it's okay. We're having fun. Anything else before predictions?
Okay, I have one more challenge for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Who's going to be for Santiago, the top scorer in the Premier League?
Top scorer will be El Kun Agüero. I mean, he's going to do it again.
Kun Agüero for you?
Yeah. You?
Okay, I'm going to put my money. Listen, ready?
Gareth Bale.
My money is going to go with Cardinal. My money is going to go with Aubameyang from Arsenal.
Wow, good pick. That could happen. Why is that?
That guy, he scored a lot of goals. He's crazy. He's like he has like a magnet.
He's a freak of nature.
Everything he touches, it goes inside the net. So
that's a good sign for Arsenal. We'll see. Ozil, him, and Emery. Anyways, that's a good, quick question. I think Kun is still in his prime. I'm so surprised he's still there, but Guardiola sees a lot of talent in him, so we'll see how it goes. This season's going to be interesting. You're right. I think Man City will be slowed down at a certain point. Ready for predictions?
Yep.
Score predictions. Liverpool versus Norwich City, first game of the season.
Liverpool.
West Ham versus Man City.
Man City.
Tottenham versus Aston Villa.
Tottenham.
Newcastle versus Arsenal.
Arsenal.
Man United versus... go ahead.
With a goal of Aubameyang.
Of course. He has to kick it off. Man United versus Chelsea.
That's definitely going to be, they play at United and Old Trafford. I think it's going to be a win for United.
I think so, too. That'd be huge. I mean, they have to win the first game. There's just no way at it.
Yeah.
And random question, what is your favorite favorite space movie?
Space movie, okay. My favorite one is Star Wars, of course.
Yes, of course. Mine too. I think there's Independence Day and there's the Attack of the Aliens. There's things like that. But, I mean, there's a few to choose from, but some people don't like space movies. I watch, some of it. Star Trek is another one. And what is your favorite Tom Hanks character?
Tom Hanks?
Yes.
Oh, my God. The one that... Oh, what is this movie with Leonardo DiCaprio? Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, my God. That was amazing, Tom Hanks.
Okay, obviously, tomorrow, Barcelona-Napoli is a International Cup friendly, no Messi. What do you expect from that? Is there just another – it could be Napoli winning 5-0, right?
I don't think so. No, I think we're going to see a great Griezmann, because since Messi is not there, somebody needs to show up, and it's the time for Griezmann to demonstrate Barcelona fans that he's going to be there if Messi is not ready.
Another prediction. Will Neymar leave PSG this week?
I don't think so.
Okay. That's a good one, because I heard he's too expensive and too whiny. And if Barcelona really wanted him, they would have got him by now.
Yeah, not only that. I mean, I don't think Barcelona wants to deal anymore with problems. And I mean, if you think about it, you put Neymar with Griezmann, with Luis Suarez, with Messi. Somebody need to go to the bench.
Yeah.
They cannot play with four strikers. And then you have Dembele also there. So it's too many players for three positions. Because Barcelona always play with three midfields.
And three strikers.
And I don't see any of the players that I just told you playing as a midfield. So I totally feel that Barcelona is going to stay the way that it is right now. So, good luck.
we'll have a La Liga prediction show, and I think La Liga starts in 2 weeks, right?
It starts, yeah, the Friday.
Yeah, it's like 2 or 3 weeks. They start later.
Go away Friday.
Go away Friday?
It starts with a great game. It starts the 16th with Athletic Club from Bilbao against Barcelona.
Wow, that's a good game. Good match. Well, anyways, we'll have Jaime back. Jaime is our soccer guy, probably the best I've had, because it's hard to find soccer commentators, but Jaime is very familiar with the European game. And, of course, Jaime, how can people reach you online?
Well, that's very simple. I have an Instagram that I try to update as much as possible. So the Instagram is called La Chilena Futbolera. A lot of soccer right there.
There's a lot of soccer. He's very flamboyant, fanatic when it comes to the game of football. I like soccer very much. I watch the Premier League every Saturday, every weekend, as much as I can. And it's probably the best soccer league in the world. A Spaniard said it as, himself as well. He could have said La Liga easily, and I would have gave it to him. But he says the Premier League are definitely up there. Well, he says it's up there with La Liga, top two. I don't know who's number one, but he'll probably say La Liga, knowing him. But
I don't miss games like you. I really like both. I try to watch, obviously, La Liga more because it's my hometown, my country. But I never miss good games of Premier League. And the good thing is you can watch both because Premier League is usually in the mornings.
Yeah.
And La Liga starts more kind of like start running up after 3 p.m. So
yeah,
you can always watch both.
Yeah, because in Spain they play a lot later. They go to bed around midnight or so. That's normal. Everyone does it. And my, you know, it's funny. This year I'm going to do something different. I might not watch like the small games like Sheffield United against like – West Ham. I'm going to watch like the big games, the big teams. I'm not going to watch like the small game. It feels like I'm watching too much soccer.
Exactly.
You know, you got to watch like the important ones.
And I'm gonna basically get you more involved in La Liga this year.
I think so. I have BN Sport. I have it. So
perfect.
Not many people have that, but yeah, well, usually for the league, what I do is I watch like the big games, you know, like Clasico. I watch Atletico Madrid versus Real Madrid, Barcelona, Atletico Madrid. I usually watch like the big games, but you know, you got to watch Valencia and Villarreal sometimes. So
perfect.
Anyways, you can visit us on thesportscast.net. Don't forget our college football preview show will be in 2 weeks. We got Tyler and Justin, the heavy hitters, coming in. We got Kailu covering NBA and Major League Baseball. He also says he'll cover college football as well. And we got Jeff Farr following the NFL draft coming up, the NFL fantasy. And of course, we got Jaime throughout the year covering what's going on in soccer. We'll cover like every month. We'll have some soccer shows and we'll see what happens. Really excited because the Sportscast, we're international. We cover, you know, from tennis to also to even golf we cover. And obviously soccer, the world soccer, because, you know, soccer is growing in America slowly but surely. And we'll see what happens. Anyways, this is the Sportscast, thesportscast.net. Follow us on Twitter at thesportscast1 for all the latest. And Jaime, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. Have a wonderful day.